I'm Tanzina Vega, and thanks for joining us today on The Takeaway. Central America is experiencing a terrible drought. On Friday, UN officials warned that nearly 3 million people in the region could face a food shortage after poor rainfall devastated crops this summer. In Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Nicaragua, governments have declared a state of emergency or requested humanitarian help. Joining me now to discuss the situation is Dr. Rebecca Keller, a senior analyst with the geopolitical intelligence firm Stratfor. Dr. Keller, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So there are agencies monitoring the situation in Central America that have said that it could be made worse by El Niño. Remind us what El Niño is and how it could drive this drought.
So El Niño is a weather pattern driven by the temperatures of the Pacific Ocean in certain locations. And basically what happens is when it becomes an El Niño year, it's droughts and either rain or drought is more likely in different locations around the world. And during El Niño years, Central America tends to be more vulnerable to drought.
So who is going to be impacted by the drought in this region?
Right. So this region is just recovering from a pretty long, severe, extended drought that stretched between 2014 and early 2017. And you're looking at, it's sort of sometimes referred to as the dry corridor. It's parts of El Salvador, Guatemala, Nicaragua, and Honduras. And it's small farmers that don't have a lot of inputs, you know, fertilizer or irrigation, and they really rely on weather patterns to make sure their crops grow and feed. So it's corn or maize and bean farmers in those areas.
And does this have the potential to, are the local governments helping the farmers in these countries to mitigate some of the damage that this could cause?
Yeah, so we're going to likely see some international aid come in to help these farmers. Both El Salvador and Honduras have already declared either red alerts or states of emergency with respect to the dry weather that they've been having in June and July and the potential of an El Niño coming in the fall or the winter. So we will likely see governments and likely international aid step in.
And would that include the United States?
Possibly, yes. It's kind of a difficult geopolitical situation right now that we're looking at. There's a number of overlying factors between the U.S. and Central America at the moment. There's the underlying security situation that's been there for a while. It's a drug corridor, so there's that security situation. But you've got a couple of other sort of moving factors going through right now. There's a potential leadership crisis in Nicaragua, which the U.S. has been threatening sanctions, so that could complicate matters in Nicaragua. And then Central America has sort of been a center for a diplomatic dispute between the U.S. and China over recognition of Taiwan. And we've seen countries switch sides recently, specifically El Salvador in August when they backed off their diplomatic, they removed their diplomatic ties to Taiwan. So that could influence the U.S.'s behavior in the region moving forward, but I don't know that it will stretch as far as food aid, as removing food aid.
Well, and we also know there's been significant migration from Central America because of the violence in many of the countries there. Is there evidence that this drought could even be a bigger driver of migration out and potentially north?
Absolutely. So the studies from the 2014 to 2016 severe drought show that there was an increase in migration during that period. So should we see this drought increase in severity and length and time, we most certainly could see some forced migration. And then migration from Central America does tend to go north. So that would be into Mexico and into the U.S.
Which is already presenting, there's already tensions with the United States and Central American migrants. This administration has been particularly on top of that, making sure to limit that type of migration. Could we see even more tension erupt if that happens?
Yeah, but it's definitely a possibility. And that the China-U.S. dispute over Taiwan would also play into that. The U.S. Had a partnership with several of these Central American countries called the Alliance for Prosperity, and that was an effort to slow illegal migration, and it was using social development and security aid to do that. The U.S. canceled a meeting that was supposed to be held this week as part of sort of a show of force against potentially, so Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua still remain in the Taiwanese camp. And so the U.S. has the potential to show levers to counter growing Chinese influence in the region. So not only do we have the surface level, the in-your-face immigration policies from the current White House administration, you have this underlying U.S.-Chinese push and pull going on as well, and Central America is falling into that as well.
What are some of your biggest concerns about this drought going forward?
Well, the first concern is obviously the humanitarian impact. It's a very poor region. Most of the farmers are either subsistence farmers or they sell on very small markets. Many of them rent the land, and those that do own the land may be forced to sell it. So there's the humanitarian cost moving forward. And then there's also the potential for instability. These countries already have they're in the drug trade corridor. There is a high level of violence that could only be exacerbated by this drought.
Dr. Rebecca Keller is a senior analyst for the geopolitical intelligence firm Stratfor. Thanks so much, Doctor.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.